Blog Talk Radio.
Along with our moderator in our chat room, Gloria Wells. You should see the look Dr. Reggie just gave me. What? Because I didn't forget her name. I didn't forget her name.
What?
Well, I almost said Gail.
Yeah, I forgot her name.
I know. Okay, so I'm Oprah, and my girlfriend Gail is in the chat room this morning. Anyway, listen, I hope you guys had a great, wonderful weekend. We certainly did. I'm sorry that we were not here for Oracle Friday, but our internet is down. And so this morning we're doing a makeshift kind of thing here. We're on our cell phones, and I'm trying to monitor the studio, and Dr. Reggie is on the line, and so we're going to try to do oracle reading today. So if you can tweet to your friends that we're doing an oracle reading today to make up for Friday, that would be good. And of course, we're going to pick up on our lesson that we were working on Thursday as well about cause and effect, but because all of you are wonderful followers of Circles of Prosperity, you already know this stuff, but you know what? I'm going to tell you something. If I don't hear it all the time, life just starts taking me over, and I start worrying and can't sleep at night and all that kind of stuff. So it's really good to go back and just refresh our spirit with these truth principles. That's why I go back to the seven spiritual laws of success, and to Charles Fillmore's book, Prosperity, in between some of our new books. And you will be surprised how much your knowledge has grown and your understanding has grown when you hear these principles over again and you have a deeper understanding of them. So don't be impatient when we repeat things over and over, because really and truthfully, when it comes to prosperity and abundance in your life, there really are only seven principles. And the reason we share all of the different books with you is so that you can hear that those seven principles in different ways. Because each time you hear it expressed a little bit differently, even though it's the core principle, it makes your understanding deeper. I know it makes mine deeper. So, stick with us, because Dr. Reggie, what do you say? If you're not living it,
you don't know it.
If you're not living it, you don't know it. So, and oftentimes we find ourselves in the middle of drama, and all of these principles go out the window. But we want you to be able to call upon these principles, and that requires repetition, doesn't it? The Bible says what? Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what? The word of God, meaning the vibration of God, the pure vibration of God. So I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer.
Heavenly Father, we invoke your presence here and localize the energy now of the Holy Spirit to bless every single person who listens to this broadcast. Let this broadcast run smoothly and efficiently under your power. Let Cynthia be the vehicle of that power. And let all of us be the recipients and the hearers of this divine word. Let the oracle flow through me of the all-knowing, all-seeing, all understanding and all wise counsel of God through the Holy Spirit come through me. Let everyone who hears the word be touched, be healed, be activated in consciousness, and be evolved and enlightened in their understanding. In all of their getting, let them get understanding. I'm just a road post in the darkness, the way sure, like Jesus. Let me be blanketed with their energy, and let God and Goddess bless everyone who hears. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Okay, so here's some good stuff, all right? We are doing a World Ascension and Winter Solstice event on December the 21st, which, of course, marks the end of a 26,000-year period. So we're moving into, really and truthfully, a new age.
Yes.
The Mayan calendar, oh, it's just amazing, tracks this galactic activity, and the Earth is aligning with, is it the Milky Way?
Mm-hmm.
Aligning with the Milky Way. And so it not only is...
entering the fifth dimension.
And entering the fifth dimension. So all of these teachings that we have had, you notice in all these books they say this is an unprecedented time. This is an unprecedented time. And when we had Rasha on the line, I asked her, I said, you know, when you were the channeled work, it's... Oneness was saying this is an unprecedented time. Are they saying that if we move in towards our enlightenment, that it's something specific about this particular time? And she said, oh, yes, because years ago, centuries ago, it would take you years and you'd have to totally separate yourself from civilization in order to reach enlightenment, but now it's available to us, and we can actually move into that state of enlightenment in a lifetime as opposed to multiple lifetimes. So this energy on December the 21st, we're honoring that energy, okay? If you do not live in the Atlanta area, but you live close by, like in Florida and North Carolina, South Carolina, D.C., Virginia, where you can jump in your car and drive here in a few hours, I am encouraging you to come and fellowship with us and experience this energy. It is going to be amazing. It really is. We have a wonderful event planned for you. And we're only asking for $25 for you to come in, and there's going to be food and live entertainment. Oh, the ceremony that Dr. Reggie has prepared is going to blow you away. He has tapped into this primal energy, and it's just going to be amazing. We have a drumming circle that's going to be there as well. It's just going to be wonderful. So listen, jump in your car, come to Atlanta, spend some time with us on December the 21st, and go online. You can go to Dr. Reggie's website, because I haven't put it on Circles of Prosperity yet, but go to Dr. Reggie's website, which is prophetreggie.com, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-R-E-G-G-I-E, prophetreggie.com. On the homepage, you'll see everything regarding Evolve 2012. You can also search on Twitter for hashtag Evolve 2012 and get all the information. Pull up.
It's only a one-day event, so if you're going to be around for the next 26,000 years, let us know. The next one will be 26,000 years from now. So
that's right.
This is the only one.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah.
And
the galactic alignment, so please be there.
We just really would love to have you. If you're not able to attend, you can still make a $25 donation. Or a donation in any amount. We would appreciate it so much. That's the hashtag Evolve2012 on Twitter. Okay, so this morning, because we didn't have Oracle Friday, we're going to do a combination of completing our lesson on the law of cause and effect, and then we're also going to try to do some oracle readings. So you might want to tweet your friends and let them know that we're doing oracle readings this morning, and to call in. So if you'd like to have a reading, you just need to press 1 on your telephone keypad, or you can dial in at 914-338-0590. Okay. If Gloria is on the line, which I think she is, can you press 1 on your telephone keypad? Okay. I'm a little slow this morning because I'm on my cell phone. Gloria, you're on the line. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that that we are working with 2 cell phones this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? And if you are in the studio, if you can kind of help me monitor it, that would be great.
Yes, you have 1 caller holding there.
All righty, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to mute your line.
Okay.
Good morning, area code 443. How are you this morning?
Good morning, my sister and my brothers. How are you?
Cody, what's happening?
Good morning to everybody. How are you?
We're doing great. I enjoyed your birthday celebration last week. And last night we went to the circus, the Cirque du Soleil. It was great.
Oh, my gracious. I'm so happy. Yeah. Yeah, I had a wonderful birthday down in Atlanta. And,
yeah.
My birthday dinner was absolutely delicious. Thank you both for sharing and coming and bringing me that wonderful cake. Thank you.
Oh, my God, it was fun.
We had a great time. It was good to see you. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
I know.
Yeah, listen, this is what's going on. I'm on my way to the school for the first time, longshoreman training for 2 weeks. I haven't had a job in 35 years, you know. So I'm excited. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for 35 years. And while it served me well, extremely well, times have changed. And what I got out of this lesson is all we have is today. You know, because I thought that kind of lifestyle and that kind of money would last forever, you know?
Right.
But it didn't. And I just want to just give a word of thanks to both of you and just check in and see what my future looks like. I'm excited, but that may be deceived, you know?
It's a very good one. I'm glad that you're excited because you know what? It's something to be excited about. You are going through a personal ascension process. Things that used to work in the 20th century are not going to work in the 21st century because we're on the threshold of a brand new galactic alignment and spiritual purpose.
Okay.
So everything that happens spiritually is going to be different from what happened last century. Believe me, it's a new you. And thank God, because we're now rising in power and rising in understanding of who we are and getting a clear picture in the mirror of the cosmos of who we are. When you get that, nothing can stop you. You become an indomitable force of nature because God is in you. This old nature doesn't work anymore. You're bursting through the thresholds of the old and breaking a new dawn for yourself and for your family. Your thinking has to be on track, and your mindset has to be stable and still, no matter what, to hear God talk to you and through you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. Peace and blessings.
Oh, yeah.
Much love.
Amen.
All right.
So stay the course.
Yes, baby.
Much love to you, sweetie.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
I said much love to you.
Oh, sweetheart, much love to you, too.
She just wanted to hear it twice. All right.
Thank you, Cody.
We love you. I love both of you. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay,
we're going to go to our next caller. Calling from Eric Coast 646, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Are you a first-time caller?
Yeah.
Yes, you are?
Yeah. I'm sure you're wondering how I prepare my turkey for the Thanksgiving dinner.
It's hard to hear what you're saying.
No, you should have already been thawing out your turkey. Do you understand? Do you understand?
No, I didn't understand. Do you have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Yeah. I need you to send out your vibrations onto the heavens.
The vibration to the heavens?
No.
Okay.
But you did mix in the pot and crumble up some cornbread in there. Really?
Okay. We can't.
Sub-tone. You understand? Do you understand?
Yeah.
The fluxes of the sound, the electro fluxes, is acting out.
Right, as long as your vibration is in alignment.
Yes.
It's good.
Such as microelectronics, transistors. We are.
You cut off?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I don't know. Did anyone else understand what he was saying? Because we couldn't understand it. And I don't know if it was our phones or not. Gloria, could you understand?
No, I think he was, I don't know. I didn't understand very much of what he was saying there.
Okay. I didn't know if it was just our phones or not. Okay,
no.
So listen.
It sounded like it was slurred.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
Okay. So we're going, if you would, this is the beauty of live radio. Okay. If you have a question for Dr. Renji, oh, my goodness, please give us a call at 914-338-0590.
And please be coherent.
All righty. So let's go ahead and pick up where we left off on the law of karma. And we're studying from Deepak Chopra's book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And we were in the third law, which is the law of karma. And what he was stressing in this, or expressing in this chapter, is how important it is that we become aware that we're always making choices. And of course, he moves into this conversation about making the right choice. And the right choice really is the choice that's going to give you peace. So he says that when you make any choice at all, you can ask yourself two things. First of all, what are the consequences of this choice that I'm making? And in your heart, you will immediately know what these are. He's saying pay attention to your heart chakra. What does it feel like when you ask that question? What are the consequences of this choice that I'm making? And then he says, ask the second question. Will this choice that I'm making now bring happiness to me and to those around me? And I just thought, wow, that is so powerful, because the ultimate expression or the highest vibration is joy and happiness. That is the highest vibration that we have on this physical plane, joy and happiness. And he's asking, will this choice that I'm making now bring happiness to me? So if the answer is yes, then go ahead with that choice. But if the answer is no, if that choice brings distress either to you or those around you, then don't make that choice. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't stop. You know, when you ask yourself, will this make me happy? You're basically asking your higher self, your divine connection to God, to source energy, will this make me happy? And I think I've shared this story with you, how I had the revelation of God's will for our life. You know, I was in a conversation with someone sharing some things that I really wanted to do. And, you know, sometimes when you talk about the things that you want to do and your dreams and you share with other people, they get insulted by it. You know, how dare you think that you could do something that wonderful? How dare you think that you could even, you know, step out and be bold? You know, and so this person confronted me that way, and here's what she said to me. Well, is that God's will for your life? And I couldn't answer the question. And the reason I couldn't answer the question is because I did not know what is God's will. But it disturbed me that she challenged me at that point. So I'm driving in the car, maybe two or three days later, still smoldering over that statement that she made to me. Because it was like, how dare her crush my dreams like that? And so I'm driving, and I had an attitude about it. I was like, I'm in the car by myself, and I used to always talk to myself or talk to God in the car, because when you're in the car in Los Angeles in bumper-to-bumper traffic, what else is there to do? So I said, God's will? God's will? What is God's will? I had an attitude about it. And I heard this voice. And, you know, when I say I heard a voice, I'm always, it's not an audible voice, but it is a thought that you know is so separate from you, because I was totally confused about God's love, what God's will is for me. And so this thought comes, do you know how you feel when you sing in the shower? And I said, yes. And do you know how you feel when there comes a point where you are totally absorbed with just and free abandonment when you're singing in the shower? Yes. And see, I sing in the shower. And Dr. Reggie can tell you stories about me singing in the shower and how the angels come and sing with me, but that's another story. But anyway, I sing in the shower, and I just totally let go, and I just love it, and it's just free abandon. You know, no fear. I don't care what I sound like. It doesn't matter, because it's just me and the angels and God. God says to me, that's my will for you. And what was he saying? Or it saying? for you to be so free and so happy and so joyous that you could care less what anybody else does. Because the only thing, my only desire for you is happiness. And what does Deepak say here? What is the question? Will this choice that I'm making now bring me happiness? You could almost say, will this choice that I'm making bring me happiness, bring me into God's will for my life? I'm telling you, when I got that revelation, I almost wanted to pull the car off the side of the freeway and do a shout dance. To be that joyous, I mean, it's just that simple. And we beat ourselves up thinking that we're not good enough, that we don't deserve this. And all that the source energy wants from us is
good
for
morning.
Us to be
happy.
Good
morning. Are you hoping for Dr. Reggie?
So we are, those are the two questions that you want to ask. Hey, Gloria, we can hear you. You have to put yourself in the chat room, too. Okay, if you have a question for Dr. Reggie, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I think we're losing people. We lost someone. Okay, so but he goes on to say that there is only one choice out of, there's only one choice, they call that. I'll be right with you. Let me just finish this thought and then, and I'll answer you. There's only one choice out of the infinity of choices available in every second that will create happiness for you as well as for those around you. And when you make that one choice, it will result in a form of behavior that is called spontaneous right action. I love that. So spontaneous right action is the right action at the right moment. It's the right response to every situation as it happens. It's the action that nourishes you and everyone else who is influenced by that action. Isn't that amazing? Right action. So let's see if we can go to another caller. Dr. Reggie.
Yes.
I thought I had another caller here, but I don't.
Gloria asked somebody if they were holding for me.
Yeah, I think the call was dropped. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and continue with the lesson. And Gloria, if you can hear me, if you can just go into the chat room. You'll have to put your the button next to the mute button. Click that for you, and also click that for the callers, and then I'll know who they are. You can tell me who they are. Thanks. Okay, so there is a very interesting mechanism that the universe has to help you make spontaneously correct choices. And the mechanism has to do with sensations in your body, because your body experiences two kinds of sensations. One is the sensation of comfort, and the other is the sensation of discomfort. So at the moment that you are consciously making a choice, you want to pay attention to your body and ask your body, if I make this choice, what will happen? If your body sends a message of comfort, then guess what? That's the right choice. But if your body sends a message of discomfort, then, you know, that's something that you need to reconsider. It's not going to be the best choice. And some people feel that vibration, that comfort and discomfort in their solar plexus, but most people, it's in the area of the heart. And I can tell you that my feelings come in my solar plexus. And what I clearly know is that when it's not right for me, my solar plexus goes crazy. So consciously put your attention in the heart and ask your heart what to do. You know, in the Old Testament, the last book in the Old Testament, God says, I will know men by their heart. I will know men by what's in their heart. And you can profess everything out of your mouth all day long, but it's what's in your heart. And that's one of the reasons why the law of attraction doesn't work for a lot of people, because they're professing out of their mouth, and they think that they're thinking what they want. But in their heart, they have a fear of not receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your heart feeling that is the one that is the most powerful. What's in your heart. That's why if you're doing affirmations, you need to do them over and over again until it's in your heart. Until it's so real for you, it's in your heart. Okay. So only the heart knows the correct answer. Most people think the heart is a mushy, sentimental thing, but it's not. The heart is intuitive. It's holistic. It's contextual. It's relational. It doesn't have a win-lose orientation. It taps into the cosmic computer, the field of pure potentiality, pure knowledge, and infinite organizing power, and takes everything into account. At times, it may not even seem rational, but the heart has a computing ability that is far more accurate and far more precise than anything within the limits of rational thought. Isn't that interesting? Now, tell me this. How is it that, you know, when we have heart attacks, I'm just piecing this together now. Think about it. When you have a heart attack, now they can tell us that there's a blockage, you know, and the blood isn't flowing. But on a metaphysical level, what do you think that's saying? That's a broken heart, isn't it? Do you think those people that experience that are living complete, full joy and happiness? It's a broken heart. It's amazing. Okay, let's go to a caller. I keep losing my callers. Where did they go? They were here and they disappear. I'm sorry. I'm losing them. I'm sorry. Okay, well, we'll continue with the lesson. Listen, if you have a question or comment, please call our number, which is, what is it, 914-338-0590, and press 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning, 914. You're on the air.
I love you, and happy Thanksgiving. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I got the original book.
It's the same guy.
Okay.
The electro fluxes is acting out.
You want me to focus?
The earth is in a precarious situation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
Cynthia
you?
And Dr. Reggie. Doing great.
Hi,
Dr.
That's
Reggie.
Jeannie?
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I was calling to ask Dr. Reggie, what is the spiritual preparation that we could do you know, following up for December the 21st.
The only thing you can do, and remember, no matter what spiritual level you're at, the ascension doesn't matter. It doesn't care what a spiritual ascension you're, what level you're at. You stay in the flow of alignment with God. When you stay in contemplation and wonderment of God like a child, you stay in the flow of prayer and meditation. You stay in the flow. It aligns your frequency with that of the fifth dimensional frequency. You have no problem, no worry, and no concern because the Christ energy carries you forward in the ascension without worry and without fear.
Okay.
In other words, keep doing what you're doing. You know, and follow your own vibration.
Right, okay.
And just being who you are, uniquely created for this purpose. There's nothing you have to do or prepare or wear or say. You're in the vibrational energy with your own energy of prayer and thanksgiving and gratitude to God. You move into it very smoothly and flow with it very easily.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
And we'll have some beautiful vibrational prayers at the event for people to look at in their program. So it's going to be really a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it, to evolve as well.
Oh, yes. It's going to be great.
Yes.
And as you make a wonderful transition in 2013.
Okay.
Awesome. But thank you, Dr. Reggie. Thank you, Cynthia.
Oh, you're so welcome, Dee. Thank you. It's a great, a powerful question.
Area code 310, you're on the air.
Let me wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I
want to wish you
all
happy Thanksgiving.
What are you saying?
I love you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too, for happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next Thanksgiving.
I'm back to here wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. If you have a question for Dr. Reggie, please call us at 914-338-0590. Thank you so much. All righty, so anybody have any questions or comments on karma so far? I know that it's been a very disjointed lesson this morning. It's a little cumbersome for us, the way we're operating, and so I apologize for that. Okay.
There is that rule karma too. They call them the lords of karma.
Really?
Mm-hmm, the lords of karma. God created these invisible energies to make sure that whatever you do is recorded. It's a part of your subconscious mind and the external energies that are invisible to make sure you're caught up with your karma. So whatever you do, believe me, it's going to catch up with you. So no matter what you do outside of yourself, you can't control it. You ask God to balance your steps and to lead your way, because the lords of karma will catch up with you.
You know, what's really interesting here is that Deepak says there is a perfect accounting system in the universe.
Yes, that's it.
And everything is a constant to and fro exchange of energy.
Yes.
So the second thing you can do is to transmute or transform your karma to a more desirable experience. In other words, what you can change it, you can transform it. This is a very interesting process in which you ask yourself, as you're paying your karmic debt, what can I learn from this experience?
Yes.
Why is this happening, and what is the message that the universe is giving to me? How can I make this experience useful to my fellow human beings? Now, when we're going through stuff, especially our challenges, we don't stop to say, why am I going through this? Or we may say it, but it's like out of resentment. Mm-hmm. Oh, why is this happening to me? But really and truthfully, you really need to listen for the answer why you are in this, what is the lesson that you need to learn from this, and embrace the moment. And then can you learn something from this lesson that you can help your fellow man with? I just thought that was really powerful. I know now when I experience challenges, I don't fight them as much. I just stop and say, okay, what is the lesson here?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to repeat this again, mm-hmm. this error. What is the lesson? What can I learn from it? Deepak says that when you do this, that you look for the seed of opportunity and then tie that seed of opportunity with your dharma, which is your purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that in the seventh spiritual law. This allows you to transmute the karma into a new expression. How many of you can go through mess, go through a drama in your life, and look for the opportunity that it offers you?
It's difficult.
It's not easy. That's Dr. Reggie saying it's difficult. What is the opportunity here? What can I do? How can I grow from this experience? It has the seed of an opportunity. You know, if nothing else, you might be able to write a little ebook on this is how to stay out of trouble. And share that on your blog. You know, you look for the seed of opportunity. I love that. So here's an example he gives. If you break your leg while you're playing sports, you might say, what can I learn from this experience? What is the message that the universe is giving me? Well, perhaps the message is that you need to slow down and be more careful or attentive to your body the next time. And if your dharma is to teach others what you know, then by asking, how can I make this experience useful to my fellow human beings? You may decide to share what you learned by writing a book about playing sports safely. Isn't that what I just said? Or you may design a special shoe or leg support that prevents the kind of injury you experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and study people who have inventors and things, you will see that they came across a problem and then wanted to solve it. That was their seed of opportunity. So while you're paying your karmic debt, you will have also converted the adversity into a benefit that may bring you wealth and fulfillment. This is the transmutation of your karma into a positive experience.
Mm.
You haven't really gotten rid of your karma, but you're able to take a karmic episode and create a new and a positive karma out of it. And I just encourage you to look at your dramas in your life and as you're going through them and look for a seed of opportunity so that you can change that drama into something that will benefit you and as well as your fellow man. Okay. We're going to go to another caller. Good morning. Area code 407, you're on the air.
You have a question?
I think we're getting spam questions this morning. Good morning, area code 561. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena. How are you?
Hey, Lena.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question this morning?
I'm going through a really rough time. I have a family member that has a mental disorder, and I tried to help her, and when she realized she wasn't getting any help from me. She turned on me now, and now she's creating a lot of havoc. So I'm just like, I'm ignoring her phone calls and text messages, and it's just like, it's crazy stuff. I mean, I haven't heard from her in 4 years, and then she comes out of her woodwork, and I tried to help her, but, you know, she got resentful.
Some people you try to help, and it turns on you just because they're lashing out. They're hurting. They're in a lot of pain, and they are hurting when they're lashing out and turning on you for trying to help them. But you know what? In your attempt to help them, you've done the right thing. When they walk away and now they're angry with you, realize no matter what, they're not mad at you. They're mad at themselves for not accepting the help. And a lot of times we blame ourselves, but you can't blame you. Just say, God, thank you. Show me how I can best suit this person's need without them being offended and without me being resentful. And if it doesn't work from the answer within, then you have to let that go in love. Let release it and say, you know, I'm wishing that person the best and wishing them all the happiness in the world, because you don't want their karmic mess and their sludge and their resentment to pour on you. You've done your best to try to help. And if they don't accept the help, then you have to move on in a loving way and release it in order to receive another blessing. So release that in love. And find out where they're coming from. Why are they so angry with you? And when they tell you, just release that. Know that you're not going to be antagonistic, but you want to be loving and altruistic. Okay? And that's what the difficulty is. And that's where the hard part comes in.
I mean, I've never had anything handed to me in my life, you know, and
right.
I tried to help her, and then I realized maybe I was hurting her by trying to help her,
You're not hurting a person by trying to help them. You are not hurting a person. I don't want you to beat yourself up. That's ridiculous. You can't. When you try to help someone and they don't receive the help, it's not you that's at fault. It's them trying to receive it and not wanting to receive it. There, the fault lies, not with you. So don't beat yourself up over this. Just say, you know what, I tried, and I send them love anyway, in spite of themselves, in spite of their angry energy, and in spite of what they're trying to do to me, I send them love regardless, and let it go. If you can only help to a certain degree, otherwise you'll hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see her getting the help she needs? I mean, or just continuing on.
She will find the direction of the help she needs. You tried your best, and that's all you can do. Don't beat yourself up, because this is her path and her karma, not yours.
Yeah, is she going to stop making trouble for me, or is this going to continue on?
I believe that she will once you release it and let it go. Okay? And she'll stop making trouble for herself. It's really her. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And we're to pray for her and keep her in prayer.
Yeah, she's got some views. She'd rather blame everything on everybody else. Okay.
But that's okay. That's a game that she plays where there's shame and blame for everybody else except her. Let her wallow in it and get the lesson from it, okay? Not you.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. So, Gloria, I can't hear you. No, I can't hear you. Hold on. Gloria?
Yes, I was just
trying
to...
Can you hear me, Gloria?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
I know that you're screening the calls. In order for you to screen the calls, you have to put yourself in the green room as well as the caller. So that third button after the mute button,
mm-hmm.
you have to click it on you as well as the caller.
I see. I have it.
Okay. Anthony, I know Anthony's number. I'll get him. I think we disconnected him by accident. We're trying to make all of this work. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
How you doing, Cynthia?
I'm fine. I apologize for our technical challenges this morning, but hey, we're here.
Yes, that's quite all right. How you doing, Dr. Ricky?
I'm doing great, Anthony. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for asking.
I thought we would be seeing you for the holidays.
The 21st is a...
You're going to make it down for the 21st? Oh, she just took him into the green room.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, guys. You know, this is getting a little challenging for us. They can't hear us.
Okay. I can hear people, but I don't know what happened to Anthony.
Are you there, Anthony?
Are you still here?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Okay, good,
yeah,
good, good.
I hear you.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened the first time because I was banged out. Then I had to call back because I didn't hear anything. But anyway, it's all good.
Right.
You know,
I think you're coming in and out. So it's crazy vibrations. Did you say you're going to be here on the 21st?
Yeah, I'm looking for that to be a target date and just come on down because I said I wanted to come down. I couldn't find a better day to come than.
You are going to be so happy. It's going to be a great day, a great evening. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's a hot day. That's going to be a real powerful day. Of course, I'm still celebrating
my birthday.
So that is exactly 30 days from my birthday.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
My birthday is on the 21st of November. So I'm still celebrating. I'm having a wonderful time. Let me say this with
you. Oh, my God.
I met somebody. Well, I've been going. It's been quite an interesting day because my daughter has been going through some real, real powerful challenges, which is giving me some challenges. But
that's right.
Always prayerful that everything's working out. And, of course, everything has already started out that way. So I'm not going to be tripping or worrying because, you know, everything is in divine order.
That's right. You have to release all that and know.
Right. Right. And let it.
Correct. Know that it's in divine order.
Right. Because, and so it is, right? So whatever I is,
and so it
is going to be. But
right.
Someone who I just met said something, has been saying something to me. And I tell you, I know that it is a affirmation from God. She said, she goes like this. We need to live in the present and not in the future. Not that we can't plan for it, but we need to make sure that we are prevalent for now, for where we are now. Because that's the only
thing
we really have control over. We don't have
control
over the future. We don't know what would happen. But we do know what
would
happen
right now. You know why that's so important? That is important because what you do now creates your future.
Right.
What you do now creates your future. You are the creative energy, the outsource of the source itself. And what you do now is investing and making your future at this moment.
Yes. And you know how powerful that is? Because when she shared it with me over a number of times, I realized that if I spend too much time in the future, then all my manifestation will be futuristic.
Because I never realized it.
Because I'd be putting them up, instead of realizing them now, the manifestation of it now, I'm constantly thought further away from me. Whereas I want to experience now what I created yesterday.
That's right.
That quickly, because it can be that quickly. I mean, it's interesting because, it's funny because whenever I have planned to be somewhere and God changed that plan, it always turned out to be for my best good. You know, it happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
I said I was going to be
you carry your energy and your vibration wherever you go, and it's being thrust on the outside world. So whatever you create in that moment, that's your eternal sacred moment. You have an option to change the vibration in any direction that you want to. But in the power of now, in the energy of now, always remember when God told Moses, I am that I am, not I was, not I will be in the future, but I am. So it's your eternal now. You are the vibration of right now, and that's all the eternity you have.
That's true. That is so true. That is so profound, Doc.
And what you do now, create and invest in your future, karmically and spiritually.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And right
exactly.
Now, right now, I'm in Atlanta.
Wow, that's great.
Right now.
That's right. That's right. Because you're projecting yourself in the energy of Atlanta, and you're there with your friends and people who love you, and that's what you're going to do. That's a very powerful force. And you're locking it in by saying, I'm in there right now.
Yeah.
You're locking in vibration of a reality of an end to that is in the vibration.
Right.
And that vibration understands when it goes out to the universe and it concretizes, comes back to you, no matter what, the money, the people, the events will all show up in alignment and on time.
That's right.
I love the way Abraham from the Hicks material talks about our desire. If you're in a situation where you're not happy, that's allowing you to recognize what you don't want, and then it launches a desire for what you do want. And the minute that it launches the desire for what it is that you do want, source energy takes that desire and begins to form it. That's why Dr. Reggie is saying that it already exists now, because your desire, it already exists. And when your physical reality aligns with that truth, then it will manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Just matching your vibration, in other words.
Because the greatest manifestation in the world, the greatest manifestation principle in the world states that when we operate from the theme of wanting, we're operating from the theme of lack. When we're operating from
that's
lack,
right.
That's, we're not
that's
operating
right.
from faith. We don't lack anything.
That's right.
Everything is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means if it's at hand, it's in my hand. So if it's in my hand,
exactly.
Then I have no need for nothing. Everything I have, everything I want, I have already.
Amen.
That's right. Exactly.
Amen.
So
and that's
that,
the whole point.
Even that queen that I've been chasing or pursuing, I already have her.
That's right.
She's been there all the
time.
And
then you let it go. And then you let it go, because if you dwell on it, that means you're doubting. And if you doubt, you do without. Just see it, believe it, and release it. Let it go.
Right. If you doubt, you do without. I like
amen.
That. I like
and
that.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And say thank
like
you.
That. Yes, thank you. Right. Your praises and,
that's
and
it.
Gratefulness. Thanks.
I sure
you.
I always do. Okay.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, y'all.
And you have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Praise
all
God.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Praise to y'all. Thank you.
Okay, so this is a little stressful for us dealing with this technology, and I know it can't be too much fun with you guys either this morning, and that's not the purpose of our show. We want, we definitely want to have joy in this experience. It's supposed to be a devotion where you're uplifted through the day, and if the technology is getting in the way, it can be a little frustrating. So we apologize for it. We're really just trying to serve you and be here consistently. And hopefully things will be a little better and smoother for us. I want to thank Gloria for her patience this morning. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your patience and for your love and your kindness and support. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer this morning.
Father, we thank you for the people who called in. And we thank you for this technology that we even have it in this century. We thank you for the love and energy and the ties and support that people tune in. They're coming in to give us their love and their blessings. And we return the love and blessings on a wave of energy and opportunity and vibration that blesses them as well. We thank you for that. We have a brand new day under a brand new sky. And this day will earmark a landmark energy of love and power in the Christ mind. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So we'll be here tomorrow with a smoother transition because we won't be taking calls tomorrow. So it'll be a little easier for us. But we've got a great lesson for you. We're going to be moving into the law of least effort. I'm all about that. Hey, I don't want to have to work if I don't have to. So join us tomorrow as we go into the law of least effort. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.